Welcome to the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Liz Nierswicki, international best-selling author of the book Happy, Healthy, Fit, founder and owner of Solace Yoga Studio, Solace Yoga School, and Figure Fit, the worldwide online personal training program. I'm a single mom, Paleo Fit Score female champion for 2014. I am a self and soul love expert, entrepreneur at heart, a visionary and a futurist. I'm also a mentor. I am so grateful that you are here. Each week, I'll bring you a special guest or an inspirational tip that will help you break old patterns, find that inner motivation that will help you take action towards creating the life of your dreams. You didn't come here to play small and watch others live amazing lives. No, you are divine, my godly friend. The universe wants to shower you with an amazing life filled with happiness and soulful connections. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Figure Fit Podcast, where we discuss fitness, paleo nutrition, yoga, meditation, spirituality, and other ways to have a happy, peaceful, and abundant life. And here's your host, Liz Nierswicki.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Figure Fit Lifestyle Coaching Podcast. How are you today? So today I'm coming back on to kind of continue my podcast from the other day. The other day I was talking about being a little bit harder on yourself. And one of the things that I really, really, really want to express is just how real I know that this is for some of you. And I made a comment about the workouts, the body stuff, the body part was easy. And I don't want to offend anybody with that. I was just thinking about it after I said it, that I was like, you know, I really don't want to offend anyone with that. So I want to make sure that I am clear, because I was in such a hurry that I kind of just brushed over that. And I was like, well, that's the easy part, the body part. And let me explain why that is the easy part. Because when you, let's just talk about like just the growth process of a human being, from like little to walking to learning how to ride a bike. You know, you're in the environment, you're in the moment, you've got these goals that are little and you want to be able to ride a bike, and you try and maybe you fall a couple times, but then you get it and you're excited. And it's really all about the effort that you put in. When you're a little kid, most of the time, you're not sitting there stewing about it, depressed about it, thinking about it. No, you're out there trying. You're actually not even thinking of the other side because you're so freaking excited to go ride that bike. Now, when we get older, okay, so let's just keep moving in this process. We're aging, we're getting older, we get a car, we then get a job, and then life starts to hit us. We have bills to pay, we have a car payment to pay, insurance to pay, gas to pay, and then we go to college and we start, you know, studying, and then we've got all of that workload on us to study, to get good grades. If you have a car in college, then you got to pay for that. If you don't, you got to pay for your rent. If your parents are paying for you, lucky for you. But guess what? That's not the reality for a lot of people. And eventually you're going to have to pay for things. And so the thing is, you've got all of that going on. And then when you get out and you're a parent and you are an entrepreneur, I'm just going to go with the entrepreneur because that's different, you guys. An entrepreneur has to hustle. They're the ones who have to create their business. And they're not able to just go home and shut it off at the end of the day, like a lot of the people who have a 8-to-5 or 9-to-5 job. Some of those people can't turn it off either because of the job that they're in. But a majority of those people get to just shut it off at the end of the day. And when they get to just shut it off, they can go on to the next thing in their schedule, their family, dinner, happy hour, the gym, whatever the case may be for that person. Now, let's just talk about what happens when you start to wake up because your life isn't where you want it to be. Maybe you've got a really good job, and then maybe you're average with fitness. You maybe like to be a bit more fit, but getting to that next level, you're like, okay, well, how do I do that? And so you have this idea to be an entrepreneur or to do something on the side, and you're making a little bit of money with that, but you're not really making as much as you can. You see it having great potential, and maybe even it starts to take over and equal the amount of income you're making in your day job. And then you're really excited. Do you quit your day job? Do you make this your full-time thing? And let's say you quit. You make this your full-time thing. And then you're totally involved in working and grinding and hustling at your business. Now, a lot of those things that are going to grow a business are, let's give this a try. You know, it's not often there are million-dollar ideas or multi-million-dollar ideas in a business or in one revenue line of a business. You know, like, for example, Starbucks. It was already a national chain before they came out with the Frappuccino. Their sales were just, you know, average sales. And their sales were flatlined. They were just the same. And they had to figure out some growth strategies. And some guy had this idea of a cold drink in the summertime, because who wants a hot coffee? And he came up with this Frappuccino. He blended it and he offered a sample to one of the regional VPs when they came into town. And that is how the Frappuccino was born. Now, that Frappuccino now is 20% of the sales globally for Starbucks. And I want to just say, now, when you are really like hustling, some people hate that word, but it's just the truth. We all hustle every day, don't we? When you're hustling to, you know, wake up, feed the kids, get ready for work, work out, do your job, try to, you know, personal development, network. If you're doing all of these things to really grow your business, the working out is an easy part, because it's easy because you get to just throw that on your schedule. Make time for you and go do it. That's easy. You guys, it's so easy. Whether you do it or not and the story you tell around it, that's up to you. You know, that's your, in my opinion, that's your self-love, self-respect protocol. Do you love your health enough? Do you care about the way you look and feel enough to have this self-loving practice? It's super easy. Now, it's not that your health is always going to be the really good and that's easy, but it will follow if you just show up for yourself in the gym. If you just show up to that hour for your workout, and it's a non-negotiable hour. So I really just wanted to, you know, come on here and say that today, because it is so important for you to really understand what I was truly, why I was blowing over the body part the other day. Because you guys, it really is easy. It's either you show up or you don't. And one day I was at this luncheon and I made a comment. I said, no, you don't have a weight loss problem. You have a self-love problem. And this other girl who knows me, who's overweight, goes, just sat there for a few minutes. She wasn't even in the conversation. And then she, like 2 minutes later, out of the blue, I knew she was stewing on this, goes, wow, thanks a lot, Liz. She kind of laughed and I laughed and I go, oh my gosh, that one hit you, didn't it? And she's like, it did. And she's like, I've never heard it that way. And she's like, that one hit me. And so I can only imagine what was processing through her brain in that moment. But that's the reality of it. It is a self-love thing when it comes to your health, your body, your ability to keep your word to yourself, and your all of, okay, so let's just talk about keeping your word to yourself. That is huge. That is you trusting yourself. If you cannot trust yourself, then who can you trust? You can't put it off on other people for you to trust them. You got to show yourself that you're worthy of trust. Okay, and then here's the thing. If you're not trustworthy with your own self, you're then going to doubt other people. You're then going to look at other people and think that they're not trustworthy. And the reality of it is when you can keep your word to yourself, and this is why when people come into the Figure Fit program and they do the 90-day transformation, they could start anywhere from the workouts, which are, there's three per week, they change monthly. Honestly, this is why most people come, because they want the personal training, high intense interval training workouts. They want the strength training. They want to be guided. They want to know exactly what to do. And then there's also meditation. There's meditations. There's a 21-day meditation series to get somebody into the habit of showing up for themselves at a certain time every day to meditate for 15 minutes. And then there's the food list, and it's the Figure Fit food guide, eating from this list. I give you recipes, I give you a meal planning guide to show you how to build your meals around your day based on workout day or non-workout day. And so a client that comes to Figure Fit, those are three massive areas. That's mindset. That's huge, you guys. That takes years and months. And I'm going to come back to that and get into this one, because the body part is easy when it comes to the mindset. The body part falls into place if you just take care of it and you do the workouts. The mindset is the hard part. That's where the triggers are. That's where your subconscious programming is. So let me go back to this. Someone comes into the Figure Fit 90-day transformation. I always say, baby steps. Choose one thing that you are going to commit to for yourself over the next week to 2 weeks. Just choose one thing and show up to it for 2 weeks. Do it every day. Show up, show up, show up. Show yourself that you can show up to it. And prove to yourself, build some self-confidence that you keep your word to yourself. That's step one. That's baby step number one. And it could be in the meditation, just showing up to that every day. And then they're going to get inspired to, okay, I'm going to do the next step. I'm going to schedule these workouts and I'm going to do my first workout. So that would be stacking. Stacking your new habits and what's coming next for you. And then the third one would be adding in the nutrition. So it could vary for who you are, wherever you are, whatever your goals are. Maybe your health is off and you're a sugar addict and you really need to get control of your foods and your diet. And I don't mean dieting and cutting calories. I mean what you're eating. That's what I mean by diet. So maybe that's where you start. And honestly, if that's where you start, either one of them, I would say schedule the meditations every day regardless, because the meditation series that I created is a 21-day health and wellness meditation series. And as long as you're sitting there every single morning, it's the first thing that you listen to when you get up. You get up, maybe go get a glass of water and go sit and listen to these meditations. They're going to set your mindset on the trajectory towards a healthy day. And then your brain is going to help you, because your brain is going to be on the lookout to alert you when it's time to pay attention to things that are in reference to the goals you say you want. So we have to prep our brain. We have to prep our mind. So let me come back to the mindset. And this is the one that I believe is 100% harder than the workouts, because it's your brain that is always getting in the way of you even showing up to begin with. So if you make showing up a non-negotiable, and that's what I mean by this, it's non-negotiable. Your brain can say, I don't want to. It's a non-negotiable. You have to. You guys, when I have done this, I have powered through the brain, the mind, by showing up to my non-negotiable hour in pajamas, because I was too, at certain points in time, down or depressed to just go change my clothes and get into fitness clothes. I was like, I don't care. So I just showed up and I was sweating in pajamas, and I didn't care because I got the movement in. And I'm not going to change mid-workout. I'm in my house. I was in the basement, you know. And so I showed up and I did it. And there's been times where I've showed up like that and I have not been in the mood. And as I went through the workout, I got into the mood and I got more powerful as I went along. And then afterwards, I was like a totally different person. I felt incredible. Went and showered, got ready for my day. And my whole mood was changed. And then there's been times when I did the workout and I still didn't feel so good. I was like, all right, I'm just going to do 3 rounds. At least I showed up. And that comment, at least I showed up, is always helpful in building up those future stacking moments where you know that you did this for yourself once or twice when you weren't feeling like it. You showed up anyways. They help you to build that self-reliance and that self-confidence. So I really just wanted to come on here today and make this clear. I think it is so, so important for you to really understand what I was saying that day in the Inspiration Monday, because, you know, nobody's questioned me on it, but I just want to make sure that I was able to hit upon that, because it's a really important topic. I mean, I teach this stuff. It isn't easy. And the part that is not easy is the mindset part and changing habits. So if you just force yourself to change, to do something different, focus on those baby steps to change, you will begin to change. And you never know, just one little shift can change so much and can really chart a whole new course for you. So where are you? Where are you in your journey? What needs a little bit more attention? Is it your health? Is it your body? Is it your mindset? Is it your bank account? Now, one of the things I know for sure is that wherever you are in your life, you do have to have and find balance, okay? You can't just pour 100% into your career category because your health, your body, and maybe even your spirituality aspect of your being would be, you know, put on the back burner. And so we can't do that. You need to have a little bit of balance. But you can be, you know, 80-20 in the other areas, 80% in one area for a while you're really focusing on something. So where do you need to focus today? Where do you need to make some tough decisions? And where maybe do you need help? Today it's time, you guys, to make a tough decision for yourself. Maybe you need to start working weekends or to really take some things out of your life so that you can add some things in that are going to be beneficial to you. All right. Maybe it's time not to spend money on things you no longer are investing your time into or haven't invested your time into yet. Stop trying to read and learn so much. It's time to go act. It's time to go do. It's time to start showing up and investing into those things that are going to help you become your best version that you can possibly be. So today, my homework for you is make a list where you're a little bit weak in certain areas and make a commitment to get a little bit more disciplined with yourself. I always say a little bit. I don't mean that. I mean a lot more disciplined with yourself. Not overbearing and not out of control discipline, loving discipline. Discipline, compassionate discipline, because you want this thing. And don't go, what I mean by out of balance is like 100% in one direction. I have a tendency to do this. It's like, no friends, I'm not doing anything. And then I work, and then I'm burnt out. And so it's like, no, I need to add fun in. I need to celebrate every victory every week. I need to look back and celebrate the wins from that week and do something that is healthy and fun that will refill my cup. All right, you guys. So thank you so much for listening and being here today. I hope and pray that this message today serves your soul, serves you in some great way. And if you loved it, I would be so grateful if you shared this podcast with a friend, brother, sister, child, son, daughter, mom, dad, whoever needs to hear this. All right, you guys, thank you so much for being here. I love you all so, so much. Take care.
Have you ever wanted a personal trainer so that you knew exactly what to do and when in order to reach your body goals? On top of that, have you ever wanted a nutritionist that can tell you how to eat that is going to help you lose that unwanted body fat and or build the muscles that you want to have a nice, lean, and toned body? Well, all of that can be yours at figurefitlife.com. With the online comprehensive program from Figure Fit, you're going to get a personal trainer, a nutritionist, a weight loss coach, and a life coach showing you exactly what to do and when to reach your goals. You're going to get monthly workouts, weightlifting workouts, and a cardio calendar showing you exactly what workouts to do and when. You'll receive a nutrition manual, meal planning guides, and a ton of recipes in our recipe library. And with every good workout program comes balance. So on top of the workouts, you're going to receive yoga videos for stretching, for learning certain poses, how to help a bad back, how to stretch those tight hips, and really just to open up the body. And one of the most important components of the program is the mindset component. With Figure Fit, we focus on establishing a healthy mind, and that has to do with where we're putting our attention, what we're focusing on. So we have an entire meditation library that's going to help you de-stress, set the proper goals for your life, and learn how to achieve them. All of this is here at your fingertips every single day at figurefitlife.com. Join us now. Head to figurefitlife.com and click on the Figure Fit tab to get started. I cannot wait to meet you and support you with all of your goals, all of your dreams to help you get fit, to feel great, and to love your body. Get started today at figurefitlife.com.